Small Biz America. The Brain.
It's time once again for the Small Biz Brain, featuring the vast knowledge and creative consciousness of great thinkers in small business from across the universe. In his 20 years in the entertainment business, David Frank has produced multiple awards for his work on films such as Ancient Mysteries, Investigative Reports, and Mysteries of the Bible. David and his company, Indigo Films, has produced documentary series and specials for A&E, Columbia Pictures, PBS, The History Channel, ABC, and many more. Joining us on the line is executive producer and president of Indigo Films, David Frank. Good morning, David.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us and shedding a little bit of light on the film production business. What events in your life would you say led to your interest in the world of filmmaking?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Going back to my college days, where the campus had a TV studio, and they were looking for some cameramen to do like a campus newsletter, and I did some camera work, and that led to directing, and then I sort of shifted gears from psychology, which was my major at the time,
Sure. And
went to UCLA and basically took a lot of television production classes, and through an internship, which is a great way to get in the door, especially in Hollywood, if you're not related to someone, working as an intern on a show called That's Incredible back in the 80s, that more or less got me my foot in the door, and that led to producing and directing, and ultimately I formed my own company 10 years ago.
Now, when you transitioned from sort of doing the business as a professional in the film production business to what led to the idea that you would have your own company? What was the thrust behind that?
Well, believe it or not, it wasn't really on my radar. But a venture capitalist out of Canada heard of me and flew me up to Canada, and it's sort of like a Hollywood movie, literally offered me financing to form a company. And, it was a dream that I did not expect, and I took up the offer not knowing very much about a business. Couldn't really read a balance sheet or a profit and loss statement at all, but I formed the company, and it's been 10 very successful years.
Now, in terms of the business side, I mean, you came obviously from the creative and technical side of filmmaking. What was that? How did you deal with creating a business and all of the financial and mechanical and marketing aspects of that requires?
Well, I'm still learning. I will admit that. And a lot of it was asking friends. I mean, it was very simple and just doing some research as far as, you know, filing a fictitious business statement, opening a checking account. And initially it was just me and a part-time assistant. And then I realized as I started selling some show ideas that I could not sell programs and produce them, that I had to choose. And so since it was my company, every time I sold a show, I would hire someone else to write it so I could keep selling. Otherwise, you get in the trenches too much and you could produce a great show, and then 9 months later, you don't have any business.
Right.
So in order to... I realized I couldn't do both, and I decided to stay in the marketing side of things.
So your focus now is still on marketing and not so much, I guess you're probably overseeing projects, but not so much in the trenches.
Yeah, I'd say this year we're producing about 50 different programs for the different cable networks, and I basically create most of the ideas, not all, but I do sell all of them. I work on their development, and once the show gets sold, I'm still involved in sort of this, the outline or the script of the program. I look at every show we produce, but if that number were to double to 100 hours in the next couple of years, which it looks like it's going to, I'll probably have to have someone else under me sort of supervise the shows.
Right, so you're actually going through some growing sort of transitional ideation in terms of how you utilize human capital in your business. I was going to ask, what is the setup for a business like this? I mean, clearly you've made a transition from being a film and artistic technician to a more marketing role in your own business. What is the rest of your staff? What's the structure of your staff look like, and to what extent are you using outsourcing?
We use outsourcing mainly just for, and it's probably not called outsourcing, our local camera crews when we film around the world, but Everyone else works on staff. I have a supervising producer who oversees all the shows. He does all the hiring of the producers under him who write and direct the shows, mm-hmm. and then the editing phase of our programs is supervised by what we call a post-production supervisor. And then we have a third person who is called a production manager that keeps everything moving between production and post-production. So there's basically three main people under me who run all the shows.
I'm curious in terms, and it sounds like you're beginning to ramp up for additional production. How is the new media, the internet, portable media, affecting the way you guys do work and just the business at large from your POV?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question. All the networks are looking at it. They're asking for additional visual materials. I don't think at this point it's translating into revenue and or profit for anyone, but everyone wants to make sure they're covered. So, for example, when we do a Travel Channel episode, we have a series called Best Places to Find Cash and Treasures. Every time we deliver an episode for airing on the Travel Channel, we deliver what's called a webisode, a two-minute version for the internet. They then want a second version that could go out for video on demand, that could be sent to iPods and other new media. So we are supplementing the program with additional visuals or short versions or outtakes. You know, they like having on the internet and, you know, not seen.
Right, right.
Getting the program.
Yeah.
But it doesn't translate into just doing that. You know, for those new media markets, yet the dollars aren't there as far as being able to produce it.
So I was going to ask about so it's mostly repurposing existing material. Maybe there's some editorial costs associated with that and some file management stuff, but it's not
right.
It's not like you're creating new, you're not generating new creative
for it. No, because what we do is different than someone putting up a two-minute video on YouTube.
Right.
You know, it's right. a different ball game.
Has it changed the economics of your business? Now, I have a background in the commercial side, and certainly budgets have been affected. You know, without getting into detail, is it generally affecting the economics of the film production business? The fact that we have fragmentation?
Not yet. I mean, it's a bigger question of, you know, where will cable be in 5 or 10 years? Will Discovery Channel exist on cable? I think that's the bigger question.
Right. What are their business models going to be doing?
Right.
Yeah. What would you say to an individual who is interested in pursuing a career in the film production business? That's a tough one, I know, because you've been around it so long.
It depends in what area. If they're interested more in drama and film, I would say going to film school can help. If it's more in documentaries, I think it's actually more important to have a degree in history or journalism because you can learn all of the trades related to producing and directing, writing documentaries. You can learn that at a company because you have to work your way up from a researcher or a segment producer. So I look to people who don't have a degree in film because we can teach them, you know, filmmaking, but they really need for documentaries, they really need a good sense, a good knowledge of the whole world.
Thank you. Our guest has been David Frank. Indigo Films is the company, www.indigofilms.com, if you would like more information about the kinds of work that his company is doing. Thanks for joining us, David.
Thank you very much.
Have a good morning.
Small Biz America. The Brain.